Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, wheat beers. There are a few styles of beer that substitute wheat for a large portion of the barley, sometimes 50% or even more. The German Weizens, Belgian wheat beers, and a few others. Generally light, low in bitterness, and refreshing, they make great warm weather drinkers. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing at Brookings.
The wheat beer, actually in this region, is kind of synonymous with a gateway or light beer. We've had people come into the pub before. They describe beers that they like as wheat beers, but what really it is a Belgian-style beer, or it's something lighter than the regular beer. So wheat beer covers a big category, but let's talk about some of the origin. The Germans probably are well known for their wheat beers, all the way from the lighter wheat beers that are unfiltered or at least hazy, even into the Weizenbocks, which are, you know, the dark wheat beers. A wheat beer does not necessarily mean it's only wheat that it's made with. They're still usually barley of some variety, but they're very heavy-handed in wheat. Some wheat beers, even by style, require at least 50% of the grain bill to be wheat. Wheat, of course, is a cereal grain just like barley. It grows in the same regions. It's malted in nearly the same way. The big difference is that wheat proteins are a little bit different, and after it comes out of the malting process, the wheat doesn't maintain the husk on the outside like barley does. All of this comes out that it is not uncommon for a wheat beer, after it's all said and done, to have a little bit of haze. And that's not only because of the process, but it's because of the proteins. So a hazy wheat beer is common.
The original hazies.
Right, the original hazies. Wheat beers have a yeast that lends itself well to that anyway. Wheat beers often get fruited. I'm not exactly sure why.
It seems to go really well with a wheat beer fruit.
Right. Yeah. Whether it be an orange twist or a lime or a lemon.
And now even fruit additions.
Right, raspberries and blueberries.
Lots of mango wheats out there.
You know, wheat beers can probably cover a lot of categories. We talked about kind of the origin of where they started, but we could have a lot of beers that have wheat added to it just because of the properties. Wheat has a sweetness to it that's distinguished in when you try these. Our farmhouse actually has wheat in it.
And retention.
Gives perfect head retention. So it helps the proteins make it a thick-topped head.
More Beer Untapped is on the way.
Summer beers makes me feel fine.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk wheat beers. Seth Cook with Wooden Legs Brewing at Brookings says wheat beers are pretty easy to find, but there are differences between American wheat beers, Belgian wheats, and German wheat beers.
Most German beers are lagers. The wheat beers are usually ales, meaning they're warm fermented, and that's where the warm fermentation gives you some of the phenolics like banana or clove, in some cases even like pepper. And some of those other
bubble gum
and on occasion. So the wheat beer lends itself well to those because of the warm fermentation. So, and I think that's why they grew a lot of popularity in Germany, is that they're very far removed from a Pilsner. I mean, they're a good beer, they have a lot of flavor, but it's a very different experience, I think, than a Pilsner or like a Bock or any of the darker beers. I need to increase my catalog a little bit. I have not had a Belgian wheat beer for a while. Probably because we've had so many good American craft beers out that I haven't ventured into that area of the cooler yet. But
they most often add stuff.
And they'll even drift into using some wild yeast, and some of the Belgian stuff can get really, really crazy in a good way, even into the lambic realm.
And we can talk about that too. There's some odd wheat beers. You have the Berliner Weiss, Goza, and Lambic are also all wheat beers.
Right, and all of those have very distinct characteristics. The Berliner Weiss is a sour beer. I mean, that's probably the best way to identify that, is it's been intentionally brewed to have a tart, almost a tart acidity to it. The Goza beer is a salty beer, so again, brewed with intent to have kind of the savory salt taste to it.
Lambics are a whole other deal.
Right, and lambics are usually open fermented, and they have some very... I hate to use the word funky, but it seems to be so appropriate when you talk about a lambic. It has some similarities closer to wine.
Lambics can be an acquired taste because some of them are so sour.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are face-melting tart, like mouth-drying tart.
Finally, today, some major news in South Dakota craft beer. Big Lake, Minnesota brewing company Lupulin is acquiring the Hydra Brewing taproom and equipment in Sioux Falls. Lupulin plans to brew some beer and operate a taproom at that Sioux Falls location, and we expect to talk to the folks from Lupulin about their plans in the near future. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.